You know, I think they know how to play us. They're not intimidated by us in any way, and they definitely get up for the game. And, you know, it's a division game, and records really don't matter. So these guys know us well, and I think over the years they got a good grasp on how to play us. You know, that's tough to say. I think they all play us well, but, you know, you've seen the dogfights that we've been in with these guys. I think four of the last five games have come down to the last play, so we expect no different this week. It'll be huge, and especially with Percy there, I think he changes the whole dynamic. So we definitely have to be on our P's and Q's and do the best we can to contain him. I mean, he poses so many problems. He runs so hard. He runs like he's 240 pounds as far as breaking tackles, but he's got the speed of, you know, some of the elite guys in the league. So he really poses a lot of problems with his skill set. It's not going to be a one-man effort. It's going to take all 11. You can't say enough good things about Steven. I think he's the ultimate professional. He really dedicates himself to being the best that he can be. He's a great teammate, and I think you're starting to see how good he is. You know, a lot of times I feel like we're never talking about Steven. That's because he's making all his kicks, and he's kicking a lot of touchbacks. You usually only talk about kickers when they're missing kicks, so that's why you never really talk about Steven, because he's so consistent, so dependable. I don't think there's many guys on this team that are more dependable than Steven. It's got to stop. I think at some point that's going to come back to bite us if we don't start playing with a little bit more discipline. And it comes down to just attention to detail and doing the little things a little bit better. A lot of those penalties that we've had over the course of the season were avoidable. You know, it was just mental lapses out there. And we can't afford it moving forward. We've gotten away with it thus far, but we're not going to continue to get away with it. You can do as best you can to simulate it all week, but you won't really have a good feel for it until that first kickoff he brings out of the end zone. So I think with that being said, no one can try to give a Herculean effort. It's got to be everybody doing their job to the man, and that's what it's going to take to stop him. It's not going to be one guy. You know, that's very humbling for me. There are a lot of great character men in this league, and to be mentioned amongst those guys, it means a lot to me. I think as a youngster, my father taught me a lot about the game of football, and one of those things was to respect your opponents and respect the game. So everything that I learned about sportsmanship and conducting myself as a professional, I learned from my father, and it's definitely an honor for me to represent our team as well as the league in general, and just to be mentioned in that group of guys. We're not really thinking about that right now. Our focus is just on playing the Jets and, you know, all that other stuff. A lot of it's out of our control to an extent. So we just have to focus on playing the Jets.